Right. I guess I like the open-endedness of it, and also the fact that you've already spent like a great deal of time developing movement data tools. So you're like the person to, yeah.
For it, that end, yeah, but you know, what I'm missing, what I really am missing is like real deep field-based insight. I mean, you, like that, you have more than I, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel, when it comes to care, but like I've been working with care for now for like 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the opportunity to go to the field a couple of times. Do some aerial survey type stuff. Like an aerial survey, I feel like that's not even really in the field, right? You're like in the air.
Yeah.
Right? But my background is really like very field oriented. Like I spent, as a graduate student, I spent like 3 months at a time on these North Pacific observing sea lion.
Yeah.
So I feel I've been really anxious to spend more time up there with people. Get to know things a little bit better, but I can't lead a field project. It's also a little bit different now with just kids and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Not in high school anymore. So so there's a few more constraints, but yeah, but you know, yeah, and then so that's sort of my plan is to like spend time up there building relationships also and like spending a lot of time with these co-management boards.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you have a Canadian passport or something?
Oh yeah, I am Canadian, so I'm a dual citizen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so if there's any need for I was raised in the States, but my dad was born in Montreal, so I could claim citizenship through my Quebecois relatives.
Do you have family there?
Yeah, mostly my grandma's family is there, so I spent some time with them. They all came from Gaspé, so they were all in very rural Quebec for a long time. But
cool. I mean, Fort Syracuse is very close to Quebec.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too. I could go visit some people.
Oh, no, you won't be that far away from some parts. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I don't think it's that important. It's not that important to be Canadian. I'm not a Canadian citizen, but like I do a lot of work with Northwest Territories, Yukon, and
yeah. Do you already have any relationships with those co-management boards? Or are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes, I have direct. Yeah, I mean the ones I've worked with, I've specifically done work already for the Ouija Renewable Resources Board, which is in Ouija.
Okay.
Area, and then I've also worked sort of directly on contract in a way for the Yukon North Slope Management Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've sort of indirectly, this is like a relationship that I'm building, let's put that way, is with the Beverly Kim Narayak Resource Board, whatever.
Where is that?
In Nunavut.
Okay.
So the Beverly Ahayak Kiminariak. Kiminariak is like the biggest herd, probably the biggest. Like there's probably as many of them as there are porcupine.
Okay.
Yeah. But they kind of migrate from. Really, they winter kind of where Saskatchewan and Northwest Territories and Nunavut and Manitoba kind of all meet.
Yeah.
So that board actually includes Inuit people and Cree people and a whole mix of representatives. And and they, the Kamnari, I've heard, they calve closer to Hudson Bay.
Right. Okay. And they're like 150,000 animals, almost?
A little more, I think like 300 or something.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah. I'm actually not sure on the latest, but yeah, I think at this point, they're pretty huge.
Yeah.
And then I work a lot with Kyle Jolly in the Western.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I saw a bunch of your guys' papers.
So, anyways. So I've been really lucky. People have been, I mean, they've been really enjoyable to work with.
Yeah.
Especially Canadian. You know, they're true to the reputation that they